With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Well, today marks the one-year anniversary of President Trump's near assassination during a campaign stop in Butler, Pennsylvania, considered a turning point in the 2024 race for the White House. The question is President Trump a changed man from the experience?
According to close observers, Mr. Trump is much the same, but they also see signs his brush with death did change him in some ways. He is on higher alert on stage, such as in Iowa earlier this month when he commented on nearby fireworks saying, "Did I hear what I think I heard?" But there are other sensitivities. It said he's more attentive and more grateful and speaks openly about how he believes he was saved by God to save the country and serve a second term, making him even more resolved to achieve his promised agenda. George Williams, Washington.
Well, Texans are working together to recover from the deadly flooding.
Hundreds of people gathered for a worship ceremony in Texas at a high school stadium in Kerrville to pray and remember the victims of the deadliest inland flooding to strike the U.S. since 1976.
Our communities were struck with tragedy literally in the darkness.
Youth Minister Wyatt Wentrek.
We pray for all residents of Kerr County.
Dozens of volunteers showed up to help.
Feels heartbreaking, man. I just drop everything in my mind and I say, I want to help.
11-year-old Colton Chansey wasn't home when the trailer where he lives was destroyed.
I just lost everything in my big trailer and took voltage.
But he's lending a hand clearing debris at the RV park next door.
I'm a volunteer right now, so I'm out here doing my best for this community.
I'm Jennifer King.
Texans are also placing green ribbons on their gates and trees in remembrance of those who lost their lives. Reports of widespread flooding in Oklahoma City this after severe weather brought heavy rain to the state. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democrat Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to pose as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. This is SRN News. PETA is suing the American Kennel Club.
PETA says the influential club is promoting unhealthy physical features in Frenchies, Bulldogs, Dachshunds, Pugs, and Chinese Sharpeys. In response, the AKC says it rejects PETA's assertion that the standards create unhealthy dogs. The club also knocks what it calls PETA's mischaracterizations of the standards in question. The lawsuit turns up the heat around a debate over attributes that have been honed to define some breeds, including French bulldogs. Julie Walker, New York.
Professor at California State University, Channel Islands, among approximately 200 people arrested during a DHS operation at Glasshouse Farms, a pot farm in Camarillo. Operation was led by multiple agencies, including ICE. Over 500 rioters tried to interfere. One was captured on video shooting at federal agents. More details at SRNnews.com.